You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira.
WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker, Paul Esposito here. God bless you. Happy Monday to all of you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your Monday to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. Having a wonderful time here at WGOD, preaching the Word, whether it's these sermons from Sunday morning at the church that I pastor, or whether or not it's behind the microphones here recording new programs like Friday's program. It's a new series we just started in between this sermon series in Romans, looking at Bible prophecy, looking specifically at the question, what will be the sign of your coming and of the end of the age? I encourage you, if you missed Friday's program, to go to my website or Facebook page, listen to that series. We looked at the false prophet in our program on Friday. More on that coming up, probably on Thanksgiving. Well, on Thanksgiving, we got a special sermon here, something that I just preached at Island Community Church yesterday. That'll play here at the end of this week. So up today is part one of the next sermon in line in our study here. And this is from Behave Like a Christian, part two. Behave Like a Christian, part two. Now, we've been in Romans chapter 12. That's where we left off last week. We never got through this text, so let's call this Behaving Like a Christian, part two. Imagine the Apostle Paul here at this church today. And by the way, he would preach for 4 hours, not 25 minutes, whether you liked it or not. You can read in the book of Acts, they were falling asleep at his preaching. And they were falling out of the windows. Now, I would take that personal if you fell out of the window when I was preaching. I might not bend over you and breathe into your mouth and command your spirit to return to you like the Apostle Paul did. Now, after all this great teaching in Romans 1 through 11, Paul now starts to instruct us on how to live right. First off, he tells us, do not be conformed to this world, but rather be transformed, and that by renewing your mind. Every day, right here in the Word of God, is how you do that. I've been thinking about the first commandment in Romans 12, and I realized, other than sexual immorality, which is number one, as a Bible translator going through A to Z, the greatest commandment in the New Testament is against sexual immorality. Sexual relations outside of marriage is the number one threat in all of the New Testament. Other than that, it's this. And that is the admonition against cozying up to this world. Do not be conformed to this world, he says. But instead, be transformed. That is, change forms while you're here. For some reason, the Bible says you can change forms just like Jesus did on the Mount of Transfiguration. His came about because he's God. Yours comes about when you spend time reading this book. By renewing your mind. It's the only way you can renew your mind. Well, You could probably renew your... No, no, I'll stick with what I said. I was going to add praise music to that. That certainly will help you. But praise music isn't living and active and sharper than any two-edged sword. Only this is. Much as praise music's great for you, change forms while you're here on earth. Now, James's warning, whoever is a friend of the world is the enemy of God. John's warning, do not love the world, nor the things that are in the world. Then John adds this tidbit. If anyone loves the world, then the love of the Father is not in him. 1 John 2:15. Why such dire warnings? Answer, because this world will bring you down, and this world will infect you, and this world will make you useless to the master, to where the master calls you an adulterer, an adulteress. That's what he would consider you when you're friends with the world. I don't want to be taken out of the game and put on the bench. Oh, you might not lose your salvation. He'll just take you out of the game and put you on the bench over here in the sidelines. Carry in the water. Who wants to carry the water for God now? Not when he's got you out on the front lines. This world will infect you and bring you down. Don't let it happen to you. Just like I said, other than sexual immorality, this is it in the Bible. The greatest warning. Don't be like the world. Don't let it corrupt you. Next up in Romans 12, he tells us the Holy Spirit's not left us orphans, but he has empowered us to do all things. And he's given us supernatural gifts to serve him. Then next in verse 9, he says, let love be without hypocrisy. Or let it be genuine, genuine love. Because if you miss this concerning love, then you've missed the whole thing. John wrote, we love him because he first loved us. If a man say, I love God, but hateth his brother, he's a liar. For he that loveth not his brother whom he has seen, how can he love God whom he has not seen? And this commandment have we from him, that he that loveth God loveth his brother also. That's 1 John 4:19. Paul wrote, though I've got the gift of prophecy, though I understand all mysteries and all knowledge, though I've got all faith so that I can move mountains, but I have not love, I am nothing. If you've missed loving your brothers, you've missed it. That's the one sign you're a Christian. Where's that in the Bible? John 13:35, 1 John chapter 3, verse 14. By this all men will know you're my disciples, that you love one another. By this we know we've passed from death to life, that we love the brethren. Not how much you know, it's how much you love. It's not how much you know, it's how much you love. Next up, he says, love one another. That's be kindly affectionate with brotherly love. Three Greek words, philostorge and Philadelphia. Be kindly affectionate with brotherly love. That's a family love and then a love amongst church brothers and sisters is Philadelphia. This is how the angels are going to know all of you are Christians. When you love the person sitting next to you. And don't even say you're a Christian when you don't love your brother sitting next to you. How can you love God when you can't love the person sitting next to you? Don't even talk to me. Don't even talk to me. Is my mic on? I was just wondering. I thought perhaps it was off. Love one another. In honor, esteem others better. That's B-E-T-T-E-R. Better than yourselves. Esteem others better than you. Like Jesus did. Don't be slothful in business, or as the New King James has it, not lagging in diligence. That is, perform your due diligence as a Christian. Be like the Good Samaritan. Do the right thing when no one's looking at you in the dark. Love what God loves. Hate what God hates. Hunger and thirst after righteousness. They will be filled. Next up, he says, be fervent in spirit. That is, be on fire for God. Right around where we left off here last week. You can be either one of three conditions. You can be number one, you can be cold. With no spiritual ambition whatsoever, holding on until that proverbial rapture that you heard so much about. Let me say to you, if you've got no hupomone, that is, if you've never let God see you through a difficult time in your life, I don't see how you are going to make it to the end and cross the finish line. Don't even talk to me about a rapture. God makes your life difficult so that you learn to trust in Him. And so that you will be battle scarred and walk with a limp. Beware of the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches. Number two, you could be lukewarm, which according to the Lord Jesus is worse than being cold. He himself said, I could wish, that is, if it would do any good, I could wish that you were hot or cold. But since you are lukewarm, and what's that? Same temperature as your surroundings. That is when you're just like everyone else in the world. Is lukewarm. Well, what was sin yesterday? Now the world accepts it. So now it's not sin? No, that's lukewarm. What was sin yesterday is sin today and is sin tomorrow. Same temperature as your surroundings is someone that is lukewarm. Or that's how, excuse me, having some pronoun trouble this morning. That's how you know when you are lukewarm. When you're just like the world. The right choice is number three. Fervent in spirit. Greek word, you're never going to guess the Greek word. It's the word zestos. I like that. Zestos. Oomph. How about a little zeal? Zestos. It's the Greek word for hot as well. Probably if you went to a Greek shower, they'd have a S there, souke for cold, and a big Z there when you want some hot water. Zestos. It's hot. Put a little oomph in what you do. That's Paul's commandment for you today, is be on fire for God. Do what you do with a little bit of zeal. Little bit of gusto. Okay, next up, distributing to the needs of the saints. Notice how this word is a present active participle. Now, a participle in English is a word that ends in ing, like eating, drinking, walking, moving, perspiring. And distributing.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with Him daily and is tuned in to His frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.